Alrighty, so we are going to chant again the prayers to Lord Nrsingadev because of the situation the world is in. So we ask everybody to pray not only for the people in Ukraine and Russia, but for the whole world. And somehow or other, we have to have peace in the world, and so that people can have time and approach the absolute truth and understand the Supreme Personality of God. And otherwise, what is the purpose of anything? So this is very important. So we're going to chant the prayers of the Lord Nrsingadev, praying for peace in the world and compassion and love. So please listen and put your heart into it.
Jaya Nrsingadev, the singer name.
Paramahansa Parvacharya, also Teta Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhayachananda Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Harinas Thakur Ki Jai, Prince Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sivaita Gadadha Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopikopatnath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturdam Kijai Jagannath Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane. So we're going to continue with our study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 25 of the Majjhalila, and we are reading about Lord Chaitanya's interactions with the residents of Varanasi. So, and again, we ask the devotees to pray for everyone in the world, because things are really tense in the world today, and we want everyone to be safe and get an opportunity to take up Krishna consciousness. We have to understand how fragile our lives are, not only on an individual basis, but on a worldwide basis. How fragile our society, our lives, all the infrastructure that we've become dependent on, how fragile it is. So at every moment, we should take advantage of Krishna and his holy names and Srila Prabhupada's instructions. I was thinking like that today, and that thinking that every spare moment we have, we should be chanting Krishna's name, not simply allow just like some blank space or silence to be there. You know, whatever we're doing, you know, we're driving a car, or we're walking, taking a walk, or any activity, we should be chanting. Going to the bathroom, cleaning the house, it should all be done with the Maha Mantra on our lips. Because life is very fragile. We don't know when we're going to get another moment. It's said in the Bhagavatam, with every rising and setting of the sun, a day is lost. And that day that is lost can never be gotten back. You don't get to go back to the past or to relive something. You can relive in your mind, but you can't relive the past in actuality. So take advantage every single moment. Durlabham manusya janma tadap dhruvam arthadam. As Prahlad Maharaj says, of course, that famous verse, Komaram acharet pragyo dharmam bhagavatam iha durlabham manasa janma tadaptaruvam artaram. That one should take up Krishna consciousness at every moment of one's life. Komaram acharet, one must do it. Pragyo, from the time one is a little child, and it means every moment. Dharmam bhagavatam iha, this Krishna conscious dharma. Because durlabham manasa janma, this human form is very difficult to attain. Taratruvamarthidam. So one should make the best use of this bargain that we got. All right, so now we'll go on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So again, Omagana Timidanda Shaganjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Meritam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, let's go. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, so we're on the 113th text of the 25th chapter of the Madhya Lila of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And as I mentioned before, this chapter deals with Lord Chaitanya talking to the residents of Varanasi, particularly Prakashananda Saraswati. And now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is getting ready to recite what? The first verse of the Chatu Shloki verses. Those are the four nutshell verses. This is a very important verse which describes the ontology of the Supreme Lord and also Sambandha, the Lord's relationship to the material creation, and the Lord's relationship to the time factor, etc., like that. So let's read this verse. Very, very important. Aham evasam evagre nandyadyat sarasat param pascharaham yadhi tatcha yo vishishyeta sosmi aham. Prior to the cosmic manifestation only I exist. And no phenomena exist, either gross, subtle, or primordial. After creation, only I exist in everything, and after annihilation, only I remain eternally. So in other words, everything is Krishna, and Krishna is transcendental to the material creation. Because after the material creation ceases to exist, you actually have the spiritual creation, Krishna, and the living entities don't die or cease to exist. But they merge into the body of the Lord. So in that sense, is only I referring to Krishna. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.33. It is the first verse of the Chatu Shloki. For an explanation, see Adi Lila, chapter 1, text 53. Aham eva shloke aham tina vara purnashvarya shrivagraha sitira niradhara. In the beginning, in the verse beginning aham, eva, the word aham is expressed three times. In the beginning, there are the words aham, eva. In the second line, there are the words paschadaham. And at the end, the words are so shmi aham. This aham indicates the Supreme Person. By the repetition of aham, the transcendental personality was complete with six opulences is confirmed. In other words, no one can say, of course they can say anything they want. No one should say that God is impersonal, because aham is a personal pronoun. Actually, yeah, I, personal pronoun. And just like in the Bhagavad Gita, you have this manmana bhavamad bhakto Adyaji Mam Namaskuru Mame Vashasi Satcham Tev Tijio Priyo Sime. So you have the word Mam or Mam, me, so many times, which is always a personal pronoun. And the Mayavadis, they say that Krishna is not referring to himself. But when you have the repetition of a personal pronoun so many times, that means there's a person. Me, 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 me. No, you don't mean me, me, me. You mean nothing, 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 or impersonal. That's ridiculous. Ye vigraha nahi mane nirakara mane tare niras karivare karila nirdharane. Impersonalists do not accept the personal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead is stressed in this verse in order to impress upon them the necessity of accepting him. Therefore, the word aham is mentioned three times. To stress something important, one repeats it three times. So this is the Vedic conjunction. Anything you say three times is actually stressed, and it's the absolute truth. Okay, got it. That's important to understand. You say something three times. Esava sabde haya jnana vijnana viveka mayakarya maya haite amin vyatireka. Lord Krishna continued. Actual spiritual knowledge and its practical application are considered in all these sound vibrations. Although the external energy comes from me, I am different from it. Yaiche suryarastane basai avasa surya vina svatantra taranahaya prakasha. Sometimes the reflection of the sun is experienced in place of the sun, but its illumination is never possible independent of the sun. So in other words, this material energy is dependent upon Krishna. Mayai tattari lehaya amaranu bhava e sambandha tattva kahilun shunarasava. When one is transcendentally situated, he can perceive me. This perception is the basis of one's relationship with the Supreme Lord. Now let me further explain the subject matter. So Prabhupada comments, the real spiritual knowledge has to be received from revealed scriptures. After this knowledge is attained, one can begin to perceive his actual spiritual life. Any knowledge achieved by speculation is imperfect. One must receive knowledge from the parampara system and from the guru. Otherwise, one will be bewildered and will ultimately become an impersonalist. One who very scrutinizingly deliberates on genuine spiritual knowledge can realize the personal feature of the absolute truth. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always transcendental to this material creation, Narayana Puro Vyaktat. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always transcendental. He is not a creation of this material world. Without realizing spiritual knowledge, one cannot understand that the transcendental form of the Lord is always beyond the creative energy. The example of the sun and the sunshine is given. The sunshine is not the sun, but still the sunshine is not separate from the sun. The philosophy of Achintya Veda Aveda Tattva, simultaneously one and different, cannot be understood by one who is fully under the influence of the external energy. Consequently, a person under the influence of the material energy cannot understand the nature and form of the Supreme Personality, of the Personality of the Absolute Truth. In other words, in one sense, Krishna is the same as everything, and in another sense, Krishna has a separate identity. Krishna is the same as everything in the sense that everything is his energy. Like, again, the sunshine. The sunshine is spread everywhere. But the sun, in one sense, you can say, let the sun shine in, or let the sun in. When you actually open up your curtains, but in another sense, you're not actually letting the sun in. You're letting the sun shine in. But in one sense, they're different. And in another sense, they're non-different. That's a Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. So here's the next verse in the Chatushloki verses. Uriteyuratam napratiyeta chatmani tadvajadatmano mayam yatabaso yatatamaha. So this verse describes illusion, or maya. What appears to be truth without me is certainly my illusory energy, for nothing can exist without me. It is like a reflection of real light in the shadows, for in the light there are neither shadows nor reflections. So this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the second verse of the Chatushloki. For an explanation of this verse, see Adi Lila, chapter 1, text 54. In other words, maya, or illusion, is to see things not connected with Krishna. Okay? So just like if you see someone's shoes, you understand those shoes belong to someone. That's important. There are someone's energy, someone's possession. In the same way, when you see everything in this world, Yomam Pashati Sarvatra, Savram Chamaya Pashati Tashaham Na Pranashami Sachame Na Pranashati. When he sees everything in Krishna and Krishna everywhere, he's never lost to Krishna, nor is Krishna ever lost to him. Abhideya Sadhana Bhaktira Shunaha Vichara Sarvajana Deshakala Dashate Vyapti Yara. Now please hear from me about the process of devotional service, which is applicable in any country for any person at all times and in all circumstances. So Prabhupada explains the cult. Cult means cultivate. It's not, doesn't mean something pejorative or negative. The cult of Bhagavad Dharma can be spread in all circumstances amongst all people and in all countries. Many envious people accuse the Krishna consciousness movement of spoiling the rigidity of so-called Hinduism. That is not actually the fact. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that devotional service to the Lord, the cult of Bhagavad Dharma, which is now being spread as the Hare Krishna movement, can be spread in every country, to every person, in any condition of life, and in all circumstances. Bhagavad Dharma does not restrict pure devotees to the Hindu community. A pure devotee is above a Brahmin, therefore it is not incompatible to offer the sacred thread to devotees in Europe, America, Australia, Japan, Canada, and so on. Sometimes these pure devotees who have been accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not allowed to enter certain temples in India. Also, some high caste Brahmins and Goswamis refuse to take prasad in the temples of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Actually, this is against the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Devotees can come from any country, and they can belong to any creed or race. On the strength of this verse, those who are actually devotees and followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must accept devotees from all parts of the world as pure Vaishnavas. They should be accepted not artificially, but factually. One should see how they are advanced in Krishna consciousness and how they are conducting deity worship, Sankirtan, and Rath Yatra. Considering all these points, the envious persons must henceforward refrain from their malicious atrocities. That is heavy. And that can be applied to the Pandas in Jagannath Puri who refused to allow ISKCON devotees or Western devotees. They would allow Indian ISKCON devotees, but not Western devotees into the temple. And when I went there, I tried to get in the temple. I even tried to bribe my way in the temple, and I was unable to do it because of their discrimination. Even money would not convince them. And that's pretty heavy. When money will not convince someone in India to do something, that is something that's unusual. So, Prabhupada said these are atrocious, malicious, atrocious activities or malicious atrocities. Why is this? Because they're considering a Vaishnava to be of a particular sect or nationality or a particular gender. That means that one has hellish intelligence. If one considers the deity to be made of stone or wood or a material element, and considers the Vaishnava to be of a particular jati-bhuti, particular caste or gender, that's also hellish intelligence. That's why we are very enthusiastic to make sure in ISKCON that everyone has an equal opportunity to take any position which they are qualified for. Of course, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he mentions guna karma vibhagsha. So the qualities are someone's qualities. What qualities does one have? Not only the qualities of the modes of nature, that's really not our consideration, but Vaishnav qualities. And Vaishnav qualities like what? Realization, detachment, vasudeva bhagavati, bhakti yoga prayojita, janayati asa vairagyam jnanavichayada haitukam. Knowledge and detachment and dedication. The ultimate Vaishnava quality is dedication to the mission of the spiritual master. Dharmani vishaye ache chari vichara sadhana bhakti chari vichare para. As far as religious principles are concerned, there's a consideration of the person, the country, the time, and the circumstance. In devotional service, however, there are no such considerations. Devotional service is transcendental to all such considerations. When we are on the material platform, there are different types of religions: Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, and so on. These are instituted for a particular time, a particular country, or a particular person. Consequently, there are differences. Christian principles are different from Hindu principles, and Hindu principles are different from Muslim and Buddhist principles. These may be considered on the material platform, but when one comes to the platform of transcendental devotional service, there are no such considerations. The transcendental service of the Lord, sadhana bhakti, is above these principles. The world is anxious for religious unity, and that common platform can be achieved in transcendental devotional service. This is the verdict of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When one becomes a Vaishnava, he becomes transcendental to all these limited considerations. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mamchiyo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati jayatan Rama Bhujaya Kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. That means full devotional service. Absorption, nishta, steadiness, 24/7. The devotional activities of the Krishna conscious movement are completely transcendental to material considerations. As far as different faiths are concerned, religions may be of different types, but on the spiritual platform, everyone has an equal right to execute devotional service. That is the platform of oneness and the basis for a classless society. In his Amrita Prabaha Bhasha, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur confirms that one has to learn from a bona fide spiritual master about religious principles, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately liberation. These are the four divisions of regulated life. But they are on the material platform. On the spiritual platform, the four principles are jnana, vijnana, tadanga, and tadrahasya. Rules and regulations and restrictions are on the material platform, but on the spiritual platform, one has to be equipped with transcendental knowledge, which is above the principles of religious rituals. Mundane religious activity is known as smarta vidhi, but transcendental devotional service is called gosvami vidhi. Unfortunately, many so-called gosvamis are on the platform of smarta vidhi, yet try to pose as being on the platform of gosvami vidhi. And thus the people are cheated. Goswami Vidhi is strictly explained in Sanatana Goswami's Hari Bhakti Vilas, wherein it is stated, Tatha Kanchanatham Yatikam Sham Rasa Vidanataha Tada Diksha Vidanena Dvijotvam Jayate Renam. By chemical manipulation, bell metal is turned into gold when touched by mercury. Similarly, when a person is properly initiated, he can acquire the qualities of a brahmana. The conclusion is that devotional service is open for everyone regardless of caste, creed, time, and country. This Krishna conscious movement is functioning according to this principle. So it's important to understand what is devotional service, because certain external items can be adjusted. For example, the dress that someone utilizes when they're performing devotional service has nothing to do with devotional service. That's right. Sometimes we think that devotees or dhotis are devotional dress. Well, we may associate devotional dress with dhotis or with saris, but there are plenty of people who wear dhotis and saris that are far from devotees, far from being devotees, and they may even be eating meat and doing all sorts of horrific activities, maybe even robbing a war dhoti. Who knows? So these are external things. So external things may be adjusted according to time, place, and circumstance. They're not part of Sanatana Dharma. And Srila Rupa Goswami mentions this, Prabhupada also mentions this in his purports, that what is applicable in one country may not be applicable in another country. For example, in China, the devotees generally dress in the Chinese-style dresses and use chopsticks to eat with. Does that mean they're Maya for using chopsticks? No. Because that's not one of the essential items that one has to use their hands when eating, or has to use a spoon, or has to sit in a certain way. That's not part of devotional service. Or has to use a specific type of musical instrument. That's not part of devotional service. What is devotional service? There are 9 processes, beginning with hearing and chanting and remembering. That's what devotional service is. And certain things can be adjusted according to time, place, and circumstance, but in order to understand what can be adjusted, one needs the association and guidance of a pure devotee. Very important, because if one tries to adjust too much, if one tries to adjust, let's say if one thinks, I mean, let's give an example so you can understand what it means to adjust too much. Let's say someone thinks, wow, it'd really help me concentrate if we could all smoke marijuana. That's my adjustment. Or liquor really helps us relax during japa period. No, that adjustment cannot be made. Breaking the 4 regulative principles. I mean, you talk about the 4 regulative principles. They're essential in following. It's essential to follow the 4 regulative principles if one wants to make progress in devotional service. Just like if one thinks by gambling, even such a little thing, like a lottery ticket, buying a lottery ticket, it won't interfere with one's devotional service. It certainly will, because of the consciousness that's there. Even if you, like, buy a ticket for, let's say, $5, and you're going to give all the money to Krishna, it interferes with your consciousness. Just the whole idea of getting something for nothing. Like, I've seen many times devotees who think they'll make a lot of money playing the Forex market. Forex means foreign exchange. Or devotees nowadays get into bitcoins. Bitcoins means cyber money, okay? Okay, just so you understand. So it just creates a mentality. Perhaps a greedy mentality or a nervous mentality or whatever that takes one away from the mode of goodness. So one has to make sure that one's activities don't degrade one from the mode of goodness to the mode of passion to the mode of ignorance, and also are not vikarmic. Vikarmic means something that's going to give you a bad reaction that has nothing to do with devotional service. So one has to be very careful in this world. Okay, let's go. Sarvadesha kala dashaya janera kartavya guru pashe sevakti prastavya shutavya. It is therefore the duty of every man in every country in every circumstance in all times to approach a bona fide spiritual master, question him about devotional service, and listen to him explain the process according to time, place, and circumstance. You know, what are the essential items you cannot change? And what are the items that are adjustable? Right. You can adjust the dress. You can adjust the instruments that you're playing. And just the style of food, as long as it's vegetarian, Prabhu. You know, if you want to cook pizza instead of laddus, that's fine. Just like some of the devotees think, there's certain bona fide preparations, and only those bona fide preparations are prasadam. And so they'll go out to distribute prasadam with glubjamans. And they'll hand people these glubjamans that are soaked in sugar solution, and they are gooey, Zivon Sankadon. Here's a globjimin for you. You, and the person will not have a happy experience having all this sugar solution on their hands and falling on their clothes and getting all over them. But if you hand them a cookie that's offered to Krishna with devotion has as much potency as a globjimin that's offered to Krishna with devotion. There's no difference. It's not that one is more potent than another. Remember that, Prabhus and Pravis and Pravinis. Okay, here's the next of the Chatu Shloki verses, the third one. Etavadeva gijasyam tatva gijasyunatmana anvayavyatirekabhyam yatsyat sarvatra sarvata. A person interested in transcendental knowledge must therefore always directly and indirectly inquire about it to know about the all-pervading truth. In other words, don't waste time, Prabhus. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.36. It is the fourth verse of the Chatushloki for an explanation. See Adi Leela, chapter 1, text 56. Amati ye priti se prema priyojana karyadware kahitara sarupalakshana. Supreme affection for me is called love of God, and that is the ultimate goal of life. Let me explain by a practical example the natural characteristics of such love. Panchabhuta yache bhutera bitare bahire bhaktagane spuriyami bahire antare. The five material elements are existing inside and outside of every living entity. Similarly, I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, am manifest within the heart of the devotee as well as outside his body. The pure devotee knows that he is a servant of Krishna eternally. He knows that everything can be used in the service of the Lord. Yatamahanti bhutani bhuteshu chavacheshvanu pravishtani apravishtani tatateshu nateshvaham. As the material elements enter the bodies of all living beings, another one of the Chatushloki verses, and yet remain outside of them, I exist within all material creations, yet I'm not within them. So this is actually a Ginger Beta Beta Tattva. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.35. It is also the third verse of the Chatushloki. For an explanation, see Adi Leela, chapter 1, text 35. Bhakta mi preme bandhiyache hudaya viture yahan netra pade tahan dekaye amare. A highly elevated devotee can bind me, the Supreme Personality of God, in his heart by love. Wherever he looks, he sees me and nothing else. In other words, same thing. From the verse that I always quote from the Bhagavad Gita, yomam pashati sarvatra savram chmai pashati Tashaham na pranashami, sachame na pranashati. When he sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, is never lost to me, nor am I ever lost to him. It's one of my favorite verses. Vishrajati radiyam na patnasya saksha darir avasya vihito pyaho ganasya pranaya rasanaya dritangri padma Sabhavati Bhagavata Pradana Ukta. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who destroys everything inauspicious for his devotees, does not leave the hearts of his devotees, even if they remember him and chant about him inattentively, but don't do deliberately inattentive. This is because the rope of love always binds the Lord within the devotees' hearts. Such devotees should be accepted as most elevated. This is a quotation from Bhagavatam again, 11.2.55. Sarvabhuteshu yapashed bhagavad bhavamatmanaha bhutani bhagavat jadvani esha bhagavato tamaha. A person advanced in devotional service sees within everything the soul of souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he always sees the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of all causes and understands that all things are situated in him. That's the same concept. That God is everywhere and everything belongs to God. It also, Om Purnamada Purnamidam, the verse in the Sri Upanishad. It's a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.45. Gayante ucharamum eva sanghata vichikyur unmata kavadvanadvanam prapachara kasha vananturam bahir puteshu santam purusham vanaspatin. All the gopis assembled to chant the transcendental qualities of Krishna very loudly, and they began to wander from one forest to another like mad women. They began to inquire about the Lord who was situated in all living entities, internally and externally. Indeed, they even asked about the plants and asked all the plants and vegetables about him, the Supreme Person. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.34. The gopis almost went mad due to Krishna suddenly leaving the rasa dance. Because the gopis were fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, they were imitating his different postures and pastimes. They became very much saddened because of his absence. And this incident is explained by Shukadev Goswami to Maharaj Pariksit. Otaiva bhagavate he tinakaya sambandha videya prayojanam maya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, thus one's relationship with the Lord, activities in devotional service, and the attainment of the highest goal of life, love of God, are the subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Chaitanya was proving this by quoting the Chatushloki verses. Very, very important. You know, the ontological position of Krishna, how Krishna enters into everything, you know, basically ontology in these four verses and a description of Maya, ultimately. And a description of what you should do about it. Etavadeva gigyasam tatav gigyasunatmana amvyare vyapture kavyam yatyat sarvatra sarvadam. That one should always be engaged in devotional service. Because Krishna is everywhere and everything, in one sense, and also Krishna is different from everything and everything, in another sense. But that, you know, in other words, these four verses of the Chatushloki elaborate on Achincha Beda Beda Tattva and basically what you should do about it. Vedanti tat tatva viras tatvam yajnanam advayam rameti paramadmeti bhagavaniti shavyate. Another verse we've often quoted and has been quoted many times in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The absolute truth is known by the self-realized souls as unified identity known by different names, impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam 1-11. For an explanation, see Adi Lila, Chapter 2, Text 11 again. Bhagavan ekahasedam agratma manam vibhu atmechanu gatavatma ananna matyupala upalakshanaha. Before the cosmic manifestation was created, the creative propensity was merged in the Supreme Lord's person. At that time, all potencies and manifestations were preserved in his personality. The Lord is the cause of all causes, and he is the all-pervading, self-sufficient person. Before the creation, he existed with his spiritual potency in the spiritual world, wherein various Vaikuntha planets are manifested. That's a quotation from Bhagavatam again, 3.5.23, and that's, of course, basically the same thing as the first verse of the Chatushloki, Ahame Vasame Bhagrai Nanyadyat Sadasad Purap. Before the creation there was I, during the creation there was I, and after the creation there's I continue to exist. Oh, another important verse from the first canto of Bhagavatam, Ete Changsa Kalakpam Sat Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, Indriyari Vyakulam Lokam Ridyanti Yuge Yuge. This verse was spoken or written after the list of many of Krishna's incarnations. All these incarnations of Godhead, referring to the previous list that was there in the Bhagavatam, are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. In other words, the Purusha avatars come from Krishna. In every age, he protects the world through his different features when the world is disturbed by the enemies of Indra. Those are the demons. There's a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28 for an explanation. See Hari Leela, chapter 2, text 67. Eta sambandha shuna abideya bhakti bhagavate pratishloke vyapiyara stiti. This is one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now please hear about the execution of devotional service. This principle pervades each and every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, what Lord Chaitanya is trying to do here is establish to Prakashananda Saraswati, who was previously a Mayavadi, that the Bhagavatam is the mature commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, and the Bhagavatam explains the Vedanta Sutra in depth, using different stories, using different prayers, using different philosophical points, etc. Bhakjaham mekayagraya shadayatma priyasatam bhakti punati bhang nishta shvabhakam api sambhavat. Lord Krishna said, being very dear to the devotees and sadhus, I am attained through unflinching faith and devotional service. This bhakti yoga system, which gradually increases attachment for him, purifies even a human being born among dog eaters. That is to say, everyone can be elevated to the spiritual platform by the process of bhakti yoga. The verse from Bhagavatam 11.14.21. Nasa dayati mam yogo sankam dharma uldva nasvadhyayas tapastyago yatavaktir mamojita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna said, my dear Uddhava, neither through Ashtanga Yoga, the mystic yoga system to control the senses, nor through impersonal monism or an analytical study of the Vedas, nor through austerities, charity, or acceptance of sannyas can one satisfy me as much as by developing unalloyed devotional service. The quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.20. For an explanation, see Adi Leela, chapter 17, text 76. This reminds me of Jud Bart's instruction to King Rahugana, in which he says, Rahuganaitat tapasana yatina chesya nirva panad grahadva nachandasanayava jilagni suryar vanamaha pada rijobi shekham. He says, my dear King Rahugana, one cannot attain spiritual perfection or understanding by executing austerity, taking sannyas, of course tapasa is austerity, niyati, by taking sannyas, grahadva, nor by becoming a good grahastha, nor by executing the austerity of putting yourself in fire in the middle of the summer or ice in the middle of the winter. None of those things will actually help you become Krishna conscious. Only by taking the dust, by taking the dust of the feet of a pure devotee. In other words, what does it mean to take the dust? Of course, literally it can be understood in that way, but also to imbibe satam prasanga mamavirya samphato bhavanti vritkarna rasayana kata. Imbibe through your ears the transcendental sound vibration coming from the lips of a pure devotee and follow those instructions. So we're going to end today. So we did 113 to 137. 127. Okay. So now we are going to allow you to ask questions for a few minutes. All right. So everyone is technically unmuted or allowed to unmute yourselves. So who has a question or a comment? You can type in the chat window if you are shy. You can even type a personal message to me, which I will answer. So if you don't want anyone to know, you ask the question, or you can raise your hand, and I'll let you unmute yourselves. So who has a question? Must be a question. Okay, you have a question.
Why this Chaturshloki, why the essence of Bhagavatam? I mean, what makes it so special?
Why is the Chaturshloki considered the essence of the Bhagavatam? Because it explains everything philosophically, from devotional service, sambandha, abhideya, prayojana. That's the essence of Bhagavatam. Sambandha means basically who Krishna is, what his relationship is with time, what his relationship is with karma, what his relationship is with the living entities. Phew. What his relationship is with the material world, what the living entity's relationship with the material world is, what the relationships of the living entity is with karma, what the relationship of the living entity is with time, these different factors, what the relationship of the living entity is with the spiritual energy, and what is the constitutional position of the living entity. The sambandha is there, and then the avideya is there. Abhideya etavik eva, in which Krishna says, that's the fourth of the Chaturshloka verses, Krishna says you should be engaged in devotional service all the time. That's what Krishna says in the fourth of the Chaturshloki verses. And then there's prayojana, Krishna's transcendental. I mean, there's a hint. Obviously, there's no complete description of the spiritual world. But the four Chaturshloki verses are written, basically, I could say it's like the Vedanta Sutra, written in codes, so that if someone is intelligent enough, they can actually expand the whole Krishna conscious philosophy, the whole Krishna conscious philosophy from the Chaturshloki verses. Just read the verses and you'll understand how sambandha, abhideya, prayojana, but it really requires extensive pre-knowledge to understand that, which of course Vyasadeva had, which Lord Brahma had, which Narada Muni had, of course Prabhupada has, and which hopefully we have. So yes, it's basically the whole Bhagavatam written in a code form. And it's not, of course, it's not all the stories, it's not all the quotes, it's not all the personalities there in Bhagavatam, but all the personalities, quotes, prayers, and everything are meant to support those four verses that I just mentioned, because of sambandha, abhideya, prayojana. Okay. Thank you. Here's Gopal said, regarding praying for peace, how can it be possible for humans to have peace while 94% of them slaughter animals? Good questions. So we pray that the animals also have peace and people stop killing them. And the slaughtering of animals is the primary dysfunction or primary sinful activity that's responsible for global warming and the pollution of the environment. And also for people fighting and killing each other. Terrible. Here's another one. Vyavasayatmika Buddhir, okay, Hare Krishna Gurudev, please have my humble obeisances. Can you please explain Vyavasayatmika Buddhir, Ekeha Kurnanda, Vyavasayatmika Buddhir, that one-pointed intelligent, Ekeha, that Krishna conscious intelligence is being one-pointed. Like if you're going to win a race, let's make a mundane example, a metaphor or whatever. If you're going to win the race, win the Olympics, be the fastest runner in the Olympics, you have to really be one-pointed while you're practicing, determined, on the goal. You have to focus, you keep your eye on the goal. You have to wear sort of like blinders, like the horses do in the horse races. Of course, I don't race horses, and I'm not in favor of it, but that's what they do in many cases. They put the blinders on the horses so the horses can't see each other, and they can just like focus on going as fast as they can. So, Vyavasayatmika, Ekeha Kurunandana, those who are on this path, they're one-pointed. Kurunandana, son of the Kurus, which is Arjuna. Bahuchaturantascha, that those whose intelligence is many branched, they ain't gonna reach the goal. You really got to be focused. I mean, even in the material world, let's say if one is going to the university and studying, okay, some people we know are going to university and studying, or should be studying. if they get all splayed out, they're not going to do as well as they should, or they may even fail certain courses. So that's the point. We have to be really focused on the goal and see everything in terms of the goal. That doesn't mean we ignore other things. Am I correct in saying that there's no direct Sanskrit for false ego? Ahankara, I think, is false ego. In that they're ahankara. I mean, I have to look that up in the I'd have to look that up in the Monier Williams dictionary, which I can do if everybody had the time. I don't think we have the time to look it up, but I have that, the dictionary, on my computer, which I don't. Hold on a second. Anyway, there's not time to do it right now. Ahankara. I can look that up. I'm not a Sanskrit expert. True ego. Just like Prabhupada said, there's no such thing as a bogus guru, because the contradiction in terms. So one's a guru, he's a guru, he's not bogus. You could say he's an imitation guru. So it might be the same sort of concept. Anyway, one would have to look that up Sanskrit-wise. And the pandemic. What does that mean? Oh, that means the animal killing is actually the cause of the pandemic too. Yes, that is a fact. We would agree with that. Material world is like that. It's just like it's a Dukalayam Shashvatam. It's a miserable place and temporary. And there's so much danger at every step. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. That's a description in the Bhagavatam. There's danger. We can be killed by one little bug in our body, or even less than a bug, a virus. Or we could be killed by atomic weapons, or we could be killed by someone else, or we could be killed just by slipping and breaking our neck. I mean, there's so many ways. Or just by a good old age. So, anyway, the point is we have very little time. You may have 100 years, or I may have another 50 years, God forbid. If I have another 50 years, if I have another 50 years, I'll live to 120. All right, I don't mind that. But if I may have another 50 years, that's very little time. And I just look at my life, and everybody should look at their life and see how much time they've wasted, and how much time we waste every day in doing different activities, just wasting our time and doing things without connection, that don't have any connection to Krishna. I mean, of course, we have our responsibilities. That's not a waste of time. You may have financial responsibilities to your family. That's not a waste of time. If your family, you engage your family in Krishna consciousness, it's not a waste of time. But if we think about how much time we have wasted when we could be hearing and chanting, I mean, apart from the obligatory things that we have to do, we are wasting so much time, watching movies or talking prajalpa or just like whatever, whatever stupid things we're doing, that we're just wasting our time. They're not obligatory activities. Obligatory activities are obligatory activities. That's something different. That we don't consider a waste of time. But so much waste of time. Or sometimes the ladies, they like to go shopping, window shopping, look at different shoes. Yeah, such a waste of time. Shoes and dresses and hairstyles and dyeing your hair purple one day, dyeing your hair green the next day. It's just a waste. Okay, forgive me. Okay, time to end before I commit any more offenses and people get upset with me. So we'll see everybody tomorrow evening, same time, same station. Thank you very much. All glories to His divine grace. Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki Jai, Hari Bol.